disgusting.
Doug just ate a grape from his underpants.
No, he hasn't yet. I'm daring him to do it.
He's gonna.
What color was the grape?
Green.
What color is it now?
Green.
Brown.
Very funny. I'm being dared. I have a strong immune system, and the reason I have a strong immune system...
I can eat a grape out of my trousers.
Because I can eat...
grapes out of your trousers.
I challenge you.
I feel like my third grade son. Eat the grape.
I know. Yeah. I just want to see you prove it.
What,
of course, then I'll feel terrible.
Eat
when
a
you
grape
it.
That had gone down my back and into my pants and onto the floor. So now you want me to eat it? Is that right?
Yes.
Notice none of us are asking how a grape went down his back into his pants and down on the floor.
I don't even want to know.
No, me.
Never play this game.
On these.
Eat it. Eat the grape.
Eat it.
Ew! He ate it.
Oh, disgusting.
You are filthy. Get out of here. You're retired. Get out.
I have a strong immune system.
We're going to see what Bill Bennett's doing.
Not anymore.
Your underwear.
Bill Bennett, you wouldn't want to touch anything that was in Bill Bennett's underwear.
No, if one went down Bill Bennett's back and in his underwear, would you eat that grape?
Yeah. Somehow or other, I don't think Bill would have anybody standing around putting things into his...
This is actually a really good question. Which member of the Good Day crew would you rather eat a grape from their underwear?
Oh, that's not fair. You're going to win every time.
Right? You don't think Roberta would win that one,
that's
do you?
That's not a fair question.
I don't wear any, so mine would just fall right out. It's a joke. Perfect. I wear underwear. I'm just teasing.
All right.
Can I take photos of you climbing in and out of a car, Ken?
Oh, man.
Only in New York when I'm clubbing with Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
All right. So here's a...
look at Doug, back to business.
Yeah, let's get back to business. This is Beyond Good Day at 800-510-8255 or email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com or Roberta at DougStephan.com. The essence of what we're doing on social media today as well. We'll check on that in a few moments. In the meantime, there's a story from New York that... Richie, if he had delivered this, would know what the outcome for me would be. So I decided I would deliver this myself.
Okay.
The mother of a man who was struck by a New York City Police Department car during a chase has been sent a bill for $700 for the damage done to the police car.
Oh, goodness.
There's a story in the
goodness.
New York Daily News.
Don't tell me.
Tamron Robinson was killed around dawn after he tried to outrun officers who were chasing him through a housing project in Brooklyn. He was fleeing after being caught stealing stones from the grounds of this housing project.
Huh?
His mother, he was stealing... There was a construction project going on. He was stealing some of the rocks.
Okay.
Being used, you know, that's face, the stuff they put on the outside of the building.
Right, right.
So his mother says that she's now been ordered to pay the cost of repairing the car that killed her son. These people are still grieving, and they want, in essence, the insurance that came for their son to pay for damages to the police car that ran over him and killed him. The letter mailed to her son seeks $710 for property damage to a vehicle owned by the New York Police Department.
Unbelievable. Right. Who got to make that call or send that letter? Who is
threatens
that
to slap the family with a lawsuit if it isn't paid?
Hold on a minute, though. So, in the act of committing a crime, government property was damaged. The criminal is no longer alive, so they're going to the next of kin for the for the repayment. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Very well.
After being hit by the squad car, the son, How old was the son?
Is he a minor?
27.
Oh, okay.
Tamron Robinson is the young man, slipped into a coma, never regained consciousness. He died 6 days later of blunt impact head injuries because the car ran over him and apparently did a pretty good job of running over him.
Well, it knocked him down and he hit his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the time, he was working at a muffin shop trying to make extra money selling things at pawn shops and to scrap dealers, and these paving stones were apparently one of the things that he was selling. Police Department's Internal Affairs Bureau is probing allegations that Robinson was deliberately mowed down by the police. Police did not return a call from the newspaper seeking a proper comment from them. No matter what this guy was guilty of, unless it was murder and they didn't know that, they saw him stealing some stones. The fact that they ran him over to stop him, he was unarmed. The fact that he died and they want $710, you know what you can do with your bill for $710, New York City Police? You can use it to wipe the place where my grave just came from.
Here's a question, though.
Yeah.
And Chris Rock says this all the time. Stop running from the police.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
It never is going to lead to anything good.
It's not good.
And I realize
but
that
in
when,
the
you're,
moment, who's
when you're 27, you're in the moment, and you get caught stealing stones, it seems like the thing to do.
Yeah.
And I've done it myself. But
run from the police when you're stealing something?
Well, not when I'm stealing something, but, you know, say there's a party and the police come and invade the party, you run.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't do it anymore that I'm 47.
Well, let's hope not.
But
I'm not inviting you over.
Right. Yeah. I'd still run at your house.
You need to in that neighborhood.
You know, it's just it never leads to a good thing. Never.
Nah. All right, but I just think that there's something about it that just doesn't feel good. Any of it, frankly. So
I will tell you that one time a friend of mine and I were in a 71 Le Mans, and we got we were speeding, but got forced off the road by a car that ran a red light. Yeah. Had to drive off the road, and we mowed down a telephone pole, and they sent us the bill for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, a Le Mans, man, what a piece of crap that thing was.
No, it was a great
Le Mans?
Car. 71 Le Mans? With a 350?
No.
Oh, man, that thing was great.
Nah.
But it got cut in half.
But, by the way, that was the same platform that the Camaro was built on.
No. That was
sure?
the Firebird. Yeah.
The Firebird?
Yeah, the Le Mans would have shared with the Malibu or the Chevelle.
All right, thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
14 past the hour. Do you have concerns about your heart? Do you have other people in your family about whose heart you are wondering, does this person have a good, strong heart? Do you come from a family that has heart health concerns? Because, you know, these problems can begin at a young age. By the time you're in your 40s, like Richie is, or some people even in their 30s, like Jennifer is, time you feel great, you're doing well, that's the time these problems develop with your heart. And one of the problems comes about as a result of not having enough of the right stuff to keep your cholesterol where it's supposed to be and keep your triglycerides where it's supposed to be. So here the folks from Cardiol come along with a free offer. Cardiol, along with a diet low in fat and cholesterol, can help you optimize your heart health and impress your doctor at your next checkup. Here's the special offer for Cardiol. You go online to cardiol.net/Doug, and you click on Dr. Ken's free trial offer. It's pretty easy to find. It's called free trial, Dr. Ken's free trial. When you go online, Cardiol, CARDIOL.net/Doug, and for shipping and handling, you get a 30-day supply. They are not charging you for the product, just how to get it to you. That's all. $8.95 is shipping and handling. 30 days of Cardiol, so you can see for yourself how your cholesterol levels come down. You want to keep them there. That's why you want to stay on Cardiol. 888-809-6424. You can call that number. But the most efficient way of doing it is to go to cardiol.net/Doug, D-O-U-G, and click on Dr. Ken's free trial for Cardiol.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature birth. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs. These programs, such as Centering Pregnancy, help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Greenback dollar bill.
Story time now. Roberta Fasanelli on Beyond Good Day. What the heck is this?
She looked at me.
Ray Charles singing about them greenbacks. I want a green greenback.
Money.
Greenback, I like this.
Bill.
Ah, nice.
Just a little piece of paper coated with chlorophyll.
All right, so what's the story, Roberta?
The story is how many of us would like to earn 100,000 of those greenbacks every year? $100,000 income. That seems to be the goal for a lot of people. And in fact, 20% of U.S. households actually earned $100,000 or more in 2010, Doug, which is the last, you know, tax reporting time that we had. But the thing is that making $100,000 this year, you know, or last year or the year before is not that big a deal anymore.
Nope.
Because $100,000 salary in 1990, you would have to be earning $172,000 in 2011.
It's one of the reasons why all this suspicious stuff about the wealthy and the definition of wealthy and all that stuff is a real.
And in fact, they say what cost you $100,000 in 1976 would cost you $381,000 today.
Yeah.
So almost four times as much.
So we need to take our salaries and get into a way back time machine.
Exactly.
That's
exactly what you need to do. Just check the dates on the paper so that like you're not, you don't go back to 76 and you have something that says 2003 on it. You know, that wouldn't work very well. Yeah. But that $100,000 mark, you know, is not that big a deal anymore. Healthcare costs going up 134% from 2000 to 2011. Though median incomes did rise 20% from 2001 to 2011, so in those last 10 years. But still, in this country, in 2010, the median household income, $50,000.
Really?
So it's all kind of like food for thought here.
Yeah, it is good. It's pretty interesting in reality how these things are all relative. Little piece of paper with that green chlorophyll all over it. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Looked at me with that familiar desire. Eyes lit up like they were on fire. She said, my name's Flo and you're on the right track. Look here, Daddy, I wear furs on my back. So if you want to have fun in this man.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill able to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Now 23 after the hour on Beyond Good Day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's the anniversary of a very unusual song getting to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number one song was performed by a disc jockey from Memphis, Tennessee, and he had a group of people, as he has continued in his career, to have a group of people in the studio with him. Well-known radio host Rick Dees and the immortal Disco Duck, number one, this day, 1976.
All the ladies were treating me right.
I don't even think it sounds like
my feet to the disco beat. All
right.
How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange.
That sounds like him.
Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck. Look at me, I'm the disco duck.
Number one.
I claim no responsibility for what was number one in the 70s.
25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Oh, your fault. You were of age.
In Las Vegas, Nevada last week, a record was set. First time any city in the country has run as much political advertising as was done. 73,000 ads have been broadcast. 73,000 ads. By the time the election is over, radio and television in our country will have taken in $3.3 billion in advertising.
Good.
For various political candidates.
Good. What this does is it gets the money out of the hands of those nutcakes.
Yeah.
And puts it into the hands of some other nutcakes.
Well, it puts it into the hands of broadcasters and then puts it into the hand of real people who live in the community instead of these political PACs and super PACs and organizations around the world and the country who want to own us.
Yeah. It is really amazing, though, to see how much money is being spent. Woof. All right. So, Jennifer, there's a controversy. I don't know. This woman's referred to, as a supermodel. Helena Christensen, do you know her?
Absolutely.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh. So is she that sexy? I don't know.
What's her name again?
Helena Christensen. Yeah, she's been She was a supermodel probably in the 90s, I want to say.
Really? Well, mm-hmm. She's been hired by a very high visibility clothing line manufacturer named Bowdoin. What do you know about them? I don't know anything
about
them.
I don't know anything about Bowdoin.
All right. So she shows off cardigan sweaters and A-line skirts and that sort of thing. She has quite a look about her, described by some as sultry.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who say that she's too old to do this sort of thing. Too sexy, too old, and
that
this clothing
ridiculous.
Doesn't really, this clothing line is more for business women, and business women are not supposed to be attractive.
In their 40s?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. They are supposed to, and they are supposed to be elegant. And,
oh.
And
it's not like she's modeling for Abercrombie and Fitch. That might be a little inappropriate. Give me a break.
Here's a picture of her walking around, apparently in the morning, looking for a Starbucks with no makeup and no... She looks like your average everyday girl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
decorate her up, though, and she's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we can do that to anybody. I mean, you can decorate Rich up and he'd look beautiful.
You're not going to get to this one picture.
No.
You're not going to decorate just anybody up and get
she's
to this one
angular,
picture.
She's very angular, jaw and everything. She's very pretty,
square.
But I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't square. Know why people would have a hard time with the four. I mean, I think she's in her 40s. I mean, that's not old
but
anymore.
Too old for this stuff.
Sure isn't.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
Scott needs some new tires, but doesn't know Walmart has the brands he's looking for great low prices. So I called him.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Why is it important to have new tires for the winter?
Because if you don't, it's hard to get up the driveway.
What are the top brands in your mind?
I'm looking at Goodyear. I'm looking at Michelin. I'm looking at Bridgestone.
Did you know Walmart has those brands? They even have some Goodyear on rollback.
I need to hang up right now so I can go buy some tires.
That's great. Head to Walmart.com to find your local Walmart's tire and Lube Express. And with Walmart's tires on demand, you can get 10,000 other tires and wheels on the top brands within 48 hours. See for yourself.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye, farewell, see you later. Adios, au revoir, hasta mañana, toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices,
earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Time is 33 and change past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Richie and me going knowledge now, Richie. We're going into the knowledge.
I need some.
Uh-oh.
I've been totally sucked to dry of all of my knowledge this morning.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you'll get some in the next few minutes from Dr. Marissa Pay, who has a doctorate in organizational psychology.
She used to move in with me.
She's been consulting a lot of big companies over the last couple of decades. Best-selling author of a couple of books, new line of balance products. Dr. Marissa has also been featured on some television programs, speaking on why people do weird things at work. Well, what a great
place.
Okay,
we should start with you, Dougie.
Why?
You wear a bathrobe. Well, you wear a bathrobe at work.
And then you gotta stick your arm down a cow's behind.
Well, that's not unusual if you're practicing in
I think you probably take the cake on the weirdest of things that happen here.
I don't know. Dr. Marissa, you may need to speak up for me or stand up
all right
for me.
I wanted to finish finding out why he was wearing a bathrobe.
That's what I'd like to know.
It's better. I have a studio. My commute to my studio is from my bedroom down to the studio. I don't have to go out of my home in order to do this radio program. It starts rather early in the morning, and so this works well. And I've been happy to supply myself with a large selection of bathrobes. So then,
yeah, when he does have to leave the house, it's usually in corduroys and a turtleneck.
Nah.
We call him Hef.
Yeah.
Yes. So what I'm hearing from the other two is commute envy.
Yes, I think that you're right.
Well, Jennifer has the same commute.
Jennifer is
the only one, actually.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing pajamas, but it just makes me laugh to make fun of Doug in his bathrobe.
Well, right. Good.
So
well,
let's talk about balance at work and whether there is such a thing. I mean, why would you, in this circumstance, why would you think that balance was something to seek? I've always thought that the most interesting people were the people who were not balanced.
Right.
And so is this conform? Is this about conforming?
No. No, this is not about even keel. This is not about not having an opinion, not having anything important to say or think. This is about, like you said, there is no such thing really as work-life balance, because most of my audience are high-achieving, successful professional control freaks. And, recovering perfectionist. And this is the norm now, probably a lot of your listeners as well.
Listeners are former women in my life.
Not that that's a misplaced modifier. Former women, they have always been women. They just formerly were associated with me.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if there was a shift there.
No, I mean, any of that stuff that I know of anyway.
All right. Well, you know, there's still some time.
Yeah.
But anyways, the balance I'm talking about is the extremes that a lot of people seem to be feeling these days. Either I feel, you know, really better than you. I feel like I'm hot shiitake, and I'm feeling really good about life and about everything. And then the next minute, I feel I'm a piece of shiitake. I'm really horribly, you know, below you, and I don't feel good about myself. And life it sucks.
From now on, when Richie gets under my skin, I'm going to call him a piece of shiitake.
I'm going to hit the button on you.
All right.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what kind of we're on, so I'm always safe. But
yeah. You're okay with shiitake.
Yeah.
Yes, good. So that's the kind. That's one kind of balance that I'm talking about. The more and more people are feeling this hopelessness, also with what's going on, they feel like they have no control. They feel like everything that's coming in the news, everything that's coming in CNN, which I call constantly negative news, is negative.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to advocate the other side. The term pro-noia has been used lately. Shadow Stevens at the conference used that term.
I met Dr. Pei at the Talk Radio conference last week in Los Angeles. Yes, he did. You know, a number of things have floated around there last week that I hadn't heard before, and one of the things is this need, I call it, because this program is for the most part all about the up instead of the down, the good instead of the bad, the focus on what we can do to make people feel better about themselves, but not in a silly way or something that has no substance. As people, we see these stickers on the back of the car. I'm the proud parent of an honor roll student at Mafusky High School. Who cares? There's nothing substantive about that. Right?
Well, you know, times have shifted, and the only great thing about what's going on in the economy is people are questioning things like the American dream, like the whole happily ever after of Snow White, and getting tired of, like on my show, Take My Advice, I'm Not Using It, Get Balanced with Dr. Marissa. Yeah, we have no gossip, no scandal, and no K-word, no Kardashian talk.
Yeah.
Because not suddenly, but I think the good thing about when we're taking a serious look at what's coming in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls, is we don't want to focus on reality show people anymore. I want to advocate people focusing on their own life, but in a positive way, like you do.
All right, so you have a program, 21-day fast from complaining.
And we
want to lose weight. Often losing weight requires fasting. This is a way to lose your negativity by fasting from it for 3 weeks.
Correct. 21 days in a row. We started this last July. I started with 40 people on my Facebook event, and now we have over 2,000, although I introduced it on the radio program, and I'm glad to say that after 5 months, I have 14,500 listeners.
Wow, good for you.
Nothing like you. And by the way, I want to go on the record that you are my new mentor for radio.
Really? How's that? Who is your old one? Let me see what kind of a group I'm in.
Lance Armstrong.
No.
Good thing you switched when you did.
Yeah. Who, by the way, has stepped down as the chairman, just as an aside.
Of Livestrong. And Nike got rid of him, too.
Yeah. So what does that say about his
fall from grace?
And I was going to ask you to set me up with him, had you asked me on the show before all this happened.
Really? I don't know him, but he's... And he's
doesn't seem to have any shortage of female friends.
I know. I know. Well, that's what I promised my best friend that I would put out to your 3 million listeners.
Right. And you wanted to be connected to Lance.
He's probably easier to get today than he was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, but I don't want
good news.
I don't want him anymore. Same with Tiger Woods. Don't want him anymore.
Really?
So you'll just have to do some stuff in the background.
All right. I'll work on something. Yeah.
All right. So the positivity absolutely is something we can control. We can't change or control what happens to us, but we can absolutely control.
So when something negative is coming down your face and getting right in your face, what should you do? I can turn the news off and I can go to another website, and if somebody starts walking up to me and I know that they're a negative Nelly, I can try to avoid them, but it just seems to be everywhere. How do you control it?
It's on the news media mostly.
You take a very deep breath, and then when in the out breath, so you can practice this right now. Okay, close your eyes for a second so nobody can see you.
Are you with Jay Kumar?
But the same technique. You hear this from lots of
friend Jay Kumar uses the same technique.
Oh, does he? Okay.
You know, yeah, it absolutely works. So go ahead, please.
Yeah. Well, I teach still and moving meditation, so.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a way to get out of your head because, you know, most of us, I think, therefore I'm screwed. So most of us have that critical talk. And the way to get out of it is to take the breath and just absolutely connect with qi. And qi is Chinese for eternal energy, which is what connects us to the beauty in life and the dolphins and the trees and the flowers. And so you take that breath, and in that breath you remember who you are. And you're not a person that has to react to negativity. Now, that there is a caveat. I think that people who walk around, like in the Seinfeld show, George's father would go, "Serenity now, serenity now," and he would never express the negativity. That's not good either. There's safe ways to vent. But you don't revisit the negativity. You don't tell the same story over and over again. You get two times for 2 minutes with two people, because Chuck Woolery, if you remember, would say, "I'll be back in two and two," and that's what I do. And then I take that breath, and I smile in the out-breath, and I realize that it's hurting me to be negative. Mm-hmm. It's not hurting them.
Yep.
It's hurting me to complain, because then I'm bringing, you know, if the law of attraction is true, I'm bringing negativity in my life, and I can choose not to do that. Now, I can vent, and my daughters and I, you know, will have like a 20-second scream on the way to work if something, like if poop happens, we got to express, but we don't have to go on and ruminate or ruminate about that negativity.
But people find it easier, for whatever the reason, to do that. And so those of us who believe in your philosophy work harder at overcoming these things, even though there's more positive energy around today than ever in my lifetime.
There's
also more negative energy around than any time in my life, I think. And so you're constantly at this yin and yang, the up and the down, and the Republican versus Democrat, or however...
Right.
You know, you want to shake it out.
That's why I'm answering your question. That's why it's about balance. The extremes don't necessarily help us.
At what point do people... Do you think, Dr. Pei, that people actually realize... The people who walk around who are holding signs and who are inflexible... when it comes to thinking about political, I mean, I use this as an example because we're in that crazy season. There is just, there's so much focus on how bad one guy is, how bad the other guy is, instead of them touting what's good. I think people would find it refreshing if somebody like Joe Biden said, "My friend from Wisconsin," and he actually meant it.
Yeah.
That's not, everybody has to get, they got to get you.
Right.
Getcha. Right. I'm going to getcha.
Yeah. I think that if, in my lifetime, I don't know if this is, I'm talking fantasy now, but if all of us really made a commitment to become involved and say, "This is my country and I want to vote."
Yeah.
And then if all of us did our own homework and looked at the issues and looked at, you know, of course there's going to be disagreement. That's the beauty of diversity.
Yeah.
And if we were strong enough and balanced enough in ourselves to to understand the way that we would like or we think makes sense, then we wouldn't be so swayed by the you know, throwing people under the bus or finding dirt or all of that. Because we are susceptible, if when we don't have that center, when we don't have that our own knowing and our own base, yeah, then we're going to be whatever Joe, average, without an opinion, and they think that using media they can influence us.
Right, go down that. Go along to get along. Interesting thought process. Thank you, Dr. Pei. Dr. Marissa Pei, website. What's the website where people would go and check out your point of view?
www.balance.org.
www.balance.org. balance together.org. For Dr. Marissa Pei, who's here helping us understand how to take some of her advice and use it to bring yourself around. Don't you want to feel better about yourself? Feel good, much better than feeling bad. Thank you, Marissa. Yes. Good to have you here on Good Day.
Thank you so much for having me.
Forbalance.org is the website. We are... speaking of things that make us feel good, we're trying to help people in this country. And if you want to help out a really strong organization that needs some help, the Purple Heart Service Foundation, this will be something to look back on at the end of the year and say, okay, I had this much in tax deductible contributions and that much. You'll feel good about giving your completely tax-deductible contribution to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, which helps out so many veterans in so many ways, education, claims for compensation, job training, that sort of thing. So they've helped a lot of people. Now you help them. Purple Heart Service Foundation will help provide this program ongoing if they have enough sustenance. Got to give them the sustenance, and you do that by calling 877-743-1631 and give them some money, give them an old car, an old boat, or something they can sell, and give the credit to you. You get all of the tax deduction. They get all the money. They get helped. You're swell because you've helped. 877-743-1631.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural, extreme savings throughout the store starts tomorrow. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39. Get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And half off all Vic Firth drumsticks. Starting tomorrow, make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. Copy of this tip and others like it. Go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Personified. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here on the Good Day program to bring us up to date on some of the things that would be brilliantly discussed by nobody else. He's got the corner on knowledge when it comes to Charlotte, when it comes to Honey Boo Boo, or whatever other pet you have around the house.
Love her.
Yeah, right. Perfect. Okay, so I was interested to see this headline, and this was a little while ago, and I've sort of stuck this in a little corner of my desk, and I just came across it last night. Hunter shot in the butt by his own dog.
And it's about time to it.
We see this from time to time where the dog steps on the gun and then accidentally goes
off. Gun laying on the
gun.
Yeah,
about every 3 or 4 years we get one of these stories.
If your dog can shoot you with your gun, perhaps having a gun is not something you should have.
That might be true.
It's just Darwin's law all over again.
Got shot.
Survival of the fittest. The dog is fitter than the owner.
Yeah.
I had an interesting day at that. I shot a DVD on everything you always wanted to ask about your dog's behavior but were afraid to.
And what sort of things came up?
For example, why do dogs love to have their chest rubbed?
Why?
Think about this. When a male dog is breeding with a female dog, the chest is rubbing on top of the female dog. So very often when we're scratching our dog's belly, we're actually sexually stimulating our dogs, and they enjoy it.
Warren.
Really?
Why do dogs circle before they poop? These are things that keep me up at night.
I want to know the answer to that, because Charlotte's really good.
Think about this. When they're in the process of eliminating, they're most vulnerable for attack. So they will circle, always getting the wind direction coming from behind them. So if there is a predator, they will know about it while they're in that position.
Is that bred into
circles?
Them?
And also,
thank you, Jennifer.
Other things that you're afraid to ask, The higher your dog kicks, the more dominant he is. My little chihuahua, that little sucker, I got to tell you, he'll jump up to get higher than where my shepherd lifts his leg. The higher the leg lift, the more dominant the dog. And one more thing. Why do dogs roll on their back?
Why?
Well, because it's one of two things. Either the dog is totally fearful and that's a submissive position, or the dog has total confidence in you and says, rub my belly, please. So there's a lot of little things like that that people are like raising the paw. Every dog in America knows how to shake hands. They may pee in the house, they may chew your shoes, but every dog in America knows how to shake hands. Why? Because from the dog's perspective, when you say thank you for shaking my hand, the dog is really trying to dominate you. The raised paw is a sign of dominance. When the leader
really?
Of the wolf pack approaches other wolves, that is submissive. He raises his paw and throws it over. So here we are in America. Dog comes over, takes his paw, throws it over, telling us he's in charge. We're saying, good boy, what a good boy.
So really the dogs are saying to each other, watch this.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Watch me get my human to give me his hand.
Do you remember the Seinfeld episode with the doorman?
I don't know.
Was making fun of, really kind of making fun of Jerry because Jerry thought the doormen were less. I think our dogs are kind of doing that too.
Yeah.
I think they sit around sometimes and call each other on the phone when we're not home and say, let me tell you what that jerk Warren did today. I really believe some of that takes place.
Telepathically, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely telepathically. Mm,
very interesting. Dogs walked by men are more aggressive than dogs walked by women. True or false?
I would say absolutely true.
Because?
Because men are more aggressive, and when a man is with his dog, it's like when a man's with his son, if his son wants to get into a fight, it's, yeah, go ahead. The mother's more protective. So I think very often the aggression goes from one end of the leash to the other, and it's a proven fact that men are obviously more aggressive than women.
Warren, can people get dogs to help kids with behavioral issues?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, many behavioral issues now, extreme cases, there are actually court systems in the United States now where a child is going to testify, but before the testifying of the child, they let the child spend maybe a half hour or so with a therapy dog just to calm the dog down. Also, it gives the child the opportunity. Let's face it, the average kid has demands from his peers, demands for better grades, demands for better soccer, demands for better judo. The only thing that could care less whether the kid gets an A or a C is their dog. So it's that non-demanding, it's that I'll accept you for whatever you are, your ears are dirty, your fingernails are dirty, that can really help kids cope with some behavioral problems that they have.
Huh.
As a matter of fact, I worked years ago at a place in upstate New York called Green Chimneys, where these were crisis kids coming out of the South Bronx and Harlem with all kinds of behavioral problems.
They use them in prisons now, too, right?
Really calm them down.
Yeah, and in prisons they're using dogs, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, it's a big thing. As a matter of fact, a lot of the humane groups I work with actually have their rescue dogs being trained by prisoners and socialized by prisoners, which makes the dogs a lot more adoptable.
So when your watch ends up missing your dog ticket to the prisoner.
Right. I got it. Final question is, Warren, how much is that doggy in the window?
How much is that dog? You know what? As far as I'm concerned, he's worth every penny.
It should be free.
I have.
Right. It should be free.
Free in the window. Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.